Chapter 17. A hoax is a kind of trick. A hoaxer is a person who makes other people believe something, even though it is not true. A hoax is a kind of trick. A hoaxer is a person who makes other people believe something, even though it is not true. A hoax is a kind of trick. A hoaxer is a person who makes other people believe something, even though it is not true. He wanted to believe that this great opportunity was real, so he did. He wanted to believe that this great opportunity was real, so he did. He wanted to believe that this great opportunity was real, so he did. Many hoaxes involve forgeries, books, plays, or paintings which look like the work of famous people, but have in fact been created by clever imitators. Many hoaxes involve forgeries, books, plays, or paintings which look like the work of famous people, but have in fact been created by clever imitators. Many hoaxes involve forgeries, books, plays, or paintings which look like the work of famous people, but have in fact been created by clever imitators. Over the years, millions of dollars have been spent on forgeries like the Hitler Diaries, plays by Shakespeare, and thousands of paintings said to be by famous artists. Over the years, millions of dollars have been spent on forgeries like the Hitler Diaries, plays by Shakespeare, and thousands of paintings said to be by famous artists. Over the years, millions of dollars have been spent on forgeries like the Hitler Diaries, plays by Shakespeare, and thousands of paintings said to be by famous artists. When he first started painting, Keating soon became very angry with the way young artists were treated by art dealers and critics. When he first started painting, Keating soon became very angry with the way young artists were treated by art dealers and critics. When he first started painting, Keating soon became very angry with the way young artists were treated by art dealers and critics. Keating decided to take revenge by tricking the art world. So, over the course of 20 years, he produced around 2,500 forgeries. Keating decided to take revenge by tricking the art world. So, over the course of 20 years, he produced around 2,500 forgeries. Keating decided to take revenge by tricking the art world. So, over the course of 20 years, he produced around 2,500 forgeries. By then, he was famous as a forger, and people were very interested in his work. By then, he was famous as a forger, and people were very interested in his work. By then, he was famous as a forger, and people were very interested in his work.